Yeah, Data Hip Hop Conversations, and today, you know, we want to talk about this topic that I think a lot of people will probably have a couple of things to say about, because it's really interesting. Hip hop, you know, throughout its years has been known to have received blame for a lot of things that have went on in the world. And one of the things that that have often come up in the conversation is, you know, is hip hop responsible? And if hip hop is responsible, where does their impact lie in this whole situation? So the question is, should hip hop within itself be more responsible in the content, the images that they portray throughout society?
So you saying hip hop always get the blame for
hip-hop
it or something?
Really?
I mean, why not?
West Coast stuff,
why not movies though? Like, why not movies? Why not parenting?
Or video games?
Or video games? Yeah, it's like you got all these. They make video games now where you have to be 17 older
video
to purchase them, and kids. And kids still,
now,
you said, but so why say hip hop then?
He's just saying, should hip hop be in, like, should they be blamed as well?
Should they be held responsible?
I always think it's parenting, man. It always starts with parenting first. I don't see, like, how music, maybe I'm looking at it just from me, you know, on my coming up. I just don't see how music can influence me to act or be a certain way.
You don't?
Really? You can't see that?
I'm probably speaking just for myself.
Look at it from an outside standpoint. You can't see how music influences kids to act a certain way?
Especially hip-hop.
Come on, man. You're in Atlanta.
During that, well, I'm thinking back during that riot, you know, during the night, that L.A. riot, the West Coast, all that West Coast music that was playing, people, they was blaming them for that, for the riot, for that Rodney King riot.
But even back then, you know, I think a lot of people got caught up in this whole Tupac and Biggie beat, you know what I'm saying, and they got involved with that, and a lot of people tried to emulate like Tupac's way. You know, a lot of kids and stuff growing up thought they were Tupac.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it sure was. Motherfuckers had do-rags on.
Right.
Do-rag. You mean you're talking about the bandana that he tied the other way?
I'm sorry.
Ja Rule came out with that shit too.
Ja Rule came out with it.
No. I'm saying came out with that. Ja Rule had it. That was part of his whole.
Oh, I thought
image.
Ja Rule came out.
I don't mean it that way.
But yeah, you're right. You have a point though. Yeah, everybody thought they was thug life. They were in thug life, or they were Tupac, or they felt they had to act a certain way to be considered thug life. So
do you think that hip hop should be held accountable when, you know, you have music talking about, you know, get money any way you can, fuck bitches, you know, shoot that nigga, kill that nigga? Do you think the hip hop should be held accountable when that kind of shit happens in real life? Like, look at the Chief Keef situation.
Yeah,
like, if somebody goes and kills somebody based on what Chief Keef said in his music, do you think that they should be held responsible?
That person, or you mean just the hip hop?
Hip hop or Chief Keef or whoever the rapper is.
Well, like, sir, really here. I just think it comes to parenting, man. Like, if you ain't, it comes from home first, man.
So how far are you saying should Chief Keef be responsible? All the way to the point where he should be in front of the courtroom saying that you're partly responsible for a murder that you rapped about and somebody happened to do? Are we going that far? Or are we just saying, like, he should just, you know, own up, or we should just feel, you know, like almost like an unwritten rule, like, okay, I'm responsible, you know, I had a doing in that. But are we going all the way to the courtroom, or like we just... Let's just say that we are.
Once again, I'm just asking the question. Now, I'm saying, should Chief Keef be held accountable, as in, like, do we blame him? Do we say, this is your fault? You can't take him to court. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not an accessory to murder. You know, that's a different story. Now, you can relate the two situations. Like, let's say if I tell you to go kill Nano and you do it, of course, I'm an accessory to murder. But the difference between that and the Chief Keef situation is I had a direct personal involvement. Chief Keef does not. Now, if Chief Keef makes an album or a song where he directly talks about somebody in his hood and says, mm-hmm. I want you, this person, to go kill this
and
person, and that happens, is he held accountable? Do you think he should be?
I mean, to that point, probably so, because I think as a whole, people going to look at, you know, kids looking up to these rappers and entertainers, and they want to try to, I guess, emulate what they do or what they talk about in their music. So I guess to that point, you can probably say yeah, because I mean, kids.
Not in a general sense.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm. I want to go back.
I can say that. I can. Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah, point. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got a point to try to make here. All right. So going back to like just the whole beef of some guys that have with other rappers, you can even say that. Okay. For example, when Dipset had a beef with. Who was it? Murder Inc.
I don't know.
Okay, well,
I thought it was G-Unit.
Somebody. Yeah. But whatever the case, you know, the fact that they were actually rapping about this dude, and you know, whatever the facts were, and somebody ended up getting killed from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's accountability right there. You know what I'm saying?
Even Jeezy and Gucci. You know, like their beef.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, a lot of people. I don't want to say a lot of people. But, you know, a couple people have died because
of direct situations. I think the question that Ken was kind of posing is more along the lines of, you know, you listen to a Chief Keef, you listen to a Gucci or whatever, and they're talking about killing a specific person, but you take that and
like
you relate
inspiration.
That inspiration like to go fuck to up anybody. Like if somebody,
life.
You know, mm-hmm. you fuck with me, I kill you. You mm-hmm. fuck with me, I kill you.
Yeah,
and then you there. Think, oh, I walk down the street and someone steps in my shoes, I kill them. Is hip hop held accountable because they made that song, or they made you think that kind of behavior is okay?
I want to go back to what B was saying, because B said, you know, B's whole point was that he looks at parenting, and that when it comes to these kids reenacting what they hear in this music, that something may have or may not have taken place in the household. But there are a lot of households out there that don't really have like a real parenting situation, like, so all they have to rely on is the music, and they listen to this stuff, and that's how they grow up. I mean, I've hear interviews all the time where people saying, yo man, like, I got, you know, my whole swag from hip-hop. I learned how to be a man from hip-hop. I learned how to talk to girls with hip-hop. You know, I learned how to handle my business through hip-hop. You know, I didn't have my dad or my mom there to kind of teach me these things. I learned this stuff through music. What do you say to that? Like, how do we put the responsibility, even though the parents should be involved, but the fact of the matter is they're not.
What if the parents
not? Hip-hop, this is where they're learning their life. This is how they're growing up as kids. This is what they're going to take and build off the rest of their adult lives with.
I mean, that is a good point, too, because I think music, not just hip-hop, I think music as itself, rather it's rock and roll, jazz, whatever, is very influential. So to that point, I mean, you make a good point with that question, that some kids, yeah, that don't have that good, I guess, family structure, or don't have parents or a good role model in their life to grow up in, and all they listen to is a particular music, or that's all they know. I can understand that point, yeah, but I'm just looking at it as, if you got a good foundation, a house home, how can you say blame music?
Because not every kid is the same, man. Like, you can, even going further than Ken's point, some households do have a functional mother and father. But we all know that some kids just don't look to their mother and father anymore for moral guidance. They look to who they look up to the most, which is rappers, actors, singers. A lot of times, they don't look to dad. Dad might be at work all the time providing. Mom is cooking dinner. They don't, you know, they don't have time to deal with that kind of shit. They're looking to Lil Wayne, unfortunately. They're not even an outlet. They're looking for a mentor. And they're hearing this music a lot more than they're hearing dad's voice. So that's what they're getting their moral guidance from. And it's not really the parents' fault necessarily, because that's the world we live in now.
But you know what? I do think that it's still part of the parents, even if they're there, because as parents, being part of being a parent, you also have to try to find how to engage your child. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm always working or I have a job, like, you still have to find what your child is into. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be like, well, I'm always working, so I don't have a relationship with my kid. That's unacceptable.
But Mike said that sometimes they do have relationships with their kid,
and the relationships
with their kid doesn't matter.
Thank you, Ken.
Do you know how hard, do you remember growing up?
If you weren't trying to cut me off, you might have heard that, bro.
Do you remember growing up, like, and your parents tried, like, I had a relationship sort of with my dad and my mom as well. I don't want to hear that noise they were talking.
Right.
you know, I'm learning my life through my homeboys that I'm rolling in the street with. We're listening to the same music. Right. We're like, yo, this shit, like, shit, Space Age Pimpin', all the A-Ball MG. Yeah, man, shit, I'm gonna roll up on some bitches like that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're learning from this stuff.
And even if your dad pulls you aside and says, nah, son, that's not how you talk to a female. You talk to a female like this. Your first response is, you're old. I don't want to hear what the fuck you're saying. These dudes are closer to my generation. So I'm listening to them. Yeah. I'm not listening to you.
They're more related.
That's where I was going with that. You know, your dad can be involved all day long. My mom was involved all day long. You know, I was a good kid just basically because I didn't want to disappoint her. But some people don't think that way, especially younger kids. You know, especially when you're growing up in a poor urban environment. Like, it doesn't matter what your mom is saying. You're more so listening to what the streets are saying, because you're there more. You spend the majority of your time away from your parents. You get home at what, 5? I'm talking about a school kid. Mm-hmm. You get home what, 4:30, 5 o'clock? You know, mom cooks dinner, and then that's it. You don't really sit down and have these life conversations.
Not as a kid, no.
But all day long you're with your friends or you're listening to music. That's just the way things are, man.
But I guess going to your point, I guess it just looked like you don't want to disappoint your parents. So if I'm listening to a particular type of music, even though I'm not living that lifestyle, but I enjoy that music, I'm not going to be like, oh, I need to live that lifestyle. I need to do drugs. I need to, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But some people think that. And I understand this method of thinking coming from someone that's right, not directly that's involved in the culture. And you can't blame them. When you're from an outside standpoint and you're looking at hip-hop, the hip-hop that you know, like, we're different, obviously. But if you're looking at hip-hop that you know, you're looking at people on TV that are talking about money, talking about bitches, talking about drugs, talking about killing people. That's really all you see with modern commercial hip hop, right?
Right.
So if you're looking at it from that standpoint, can you really blame a suburban white mother or a suburban black mother for saying that hip hop is fucking up the generation? Can you really blame them for that?
No, you can't.
On one hand, it's easy to say that hip hop is a scapegoat, because it's easy to blame them because they're right there and they're not really helping anything. You know, they're digging their own fucking hole. But on the other side of the coin, you know.
And see, and a lot of people always like to point out, you know, like you brought up movies and I brought up video games. But how often do people go out and emulate what they see in movies and video games?
A lot.
You know, really?
That's why I threw it out there, man.
It's just like music.
Some examples?
Anybody, it's just entertainment.
Think about it. I mean, your boy Jay-Z even said it. Scarface, the movie, did more than Scarface, the rapper, to me.
And video games as well? Because I may have just missed it.
See, I don't play those type of video games, so I don't know.
But the thing is,
CJ,
the thing
you
is,
do?
I do. But you're a good kid.
Okay,
and you didn't, and you. But the thing, like I said, it's all about environment as well. Right. TJ didn't grow up in that kind of environment. Mm-hmm. If he grew up in that type of environment and he's playing, Killzone, what's the game?
Call,
I don't know
Duty,
that with that.
Call of
no,
Duty.
What's the game where you drive
Grand
around running over? Yeah,
right.
Grand
that's
Theft Auto.
If you get out in a car and start running people
you're
over,
a good kid. Like I said, you're not involved in that type of environment. If you're in a different environment, you think differently. You think that it's okay for me to go around and knock the shit out of a chick because I saw it in Baby Boy. You know what I mean? Or you think it's okay because you heard, you know, Coogee rap beat up Superhead. So therefore, it's okay for me to go beat the shit out of my girl. That's just the way kids think. But if you grew up in a different type of household where you had a mom and a dad that were teaching you, don't do shit like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you follow the right path.
Yeah,
you
know, most of those kids in the hood aren't playing video games, are they?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes.
They are?
Hood
okay.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
They just
you know, Pusha T.
Yeah, I love all those kids.
Pusha T says something interesting the other day I caught on the radio, because we all know what happened with Rick Ross. He got shot up and stuff. And mm-hmm. they were talking to Pusha because he said, you know, he called Rick Ross and this, that, and the third. And Pusha T said, you know, rap is the only profession that you don't escape your past. Your past comes mm-hmm. with you. So I found that a little interesting. And the reason why, in your point of, you know, a kid that's living that hood life, that trap life, doesn't have parents, and is using music as a moral guide and stuff like that, you can blame hip-hop. Because look at Pusha's T statements. He came from the hood, he has money, but he's still having these problems. And what is he rapping about?
Whose fault is that though, Ralph? He can let that shit go.
And this statement makes no sense anyway. Hip-hop is the only profession where you can't escape your past. That's bullshit. If I go and kill somebody, have a record, I can't get a real job. So that statement makes no fucking sense. So Sorry, I love you, Pusha T, but that don't make no damn. Hopefully, he misquoted you.
No, he didn't.
That doesn't
that.
Make any sense. That makes no sense.
So where do we draw the line? You know, I mean, do rappers need to create different type forms of content? Do they need to leave that whole I sell drugs and you know?
They don't have to create different type of content. I mean, that's super.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying that you know, there have been plenty of cases where you know or situations where people are ultimately saying, you know, if it wasn't for hip hop or always, you know, we've heard court cases where they say, well, you know, all he listens to is rap music all the time, you know, and they try to make a correlation between the two. You know, so
just about every controversial genre has gone through this. Rock, you know, ask Dee Snider about this. Ask Ozzy Osbourne about this. Ask Marilyn Manson about this. Has this ever prevailed? No. You can blame the music all you want. At the end of the day, that's an individual that did something fucked up. Now, am I saying that hip-hop is completely blameless? No. If somebody's left holding the bag, it should not be solely on hip-hop. But at the same time, hip-hop should man up and admit to holding at least a handle of the bag. Like, you are partly responsible. You're a slight accessory to the situation, because you need to understand and admit the influence you have on kids.
Right.
And if like Brother Ali said, you have this time and it's up to you to choose how you're gonna use it. If you're wasting your voice, then what good are you? If all you want to do is talking about killing people and shooting people and whatever else, then what point do you have? Like, what is your actual end goal? Is it just to make money? So then you you don't feel like you're responsible and you shouldn't care. But at the same time,
did you see the pictures of Gucci Man going like to the school and stuff? Like Gucci Man.
I thought he canceled. I thought he was going to go, but he didn't.
No.
Did he actually go?
No, he went. Well, there's pictures up of him like at a kindergarten, first grade. But you know, like, how do you feel about that? Because we all know what Gucci Man talks about. We all know what his image is. But if he feels responsible, do you think that a way to give back is to go talk to the kids?
Absolutely
not. Because if his content is still,
you're right. No.
If his content is still, if his next mixtapes or album, he's still talking about the same shit he's been talking about, then what's the point?
But what he's telling these kids that this is just music. This isn't.
They're kids.
At the end of the day, they're just gonna look at what he is and what he does and how he looks. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, kids are gonna be like, "Well, I think you're cool."
Yeah,
you know?
What do you say all the time about music people?
Something about art or creation itself or whatever?
Yeah, it's a representation of self,
but it's not always. Here's the thing. Like people always talk about rappers are talking about the violence in the hood and they're doing hood journalism. Now, that excuse worked back in the day for people like N.W.A. and all that shit. But if we're looking at this as hood journalism, don't journalists get in trouble when they do bad journalism? When you exaggerate stories or when you flat out lie, Rick Ross?
Hillary Clinton.
Don't you get in trouble for that kind of shit? So why shouldn't rappers, if all you're doing is doing bad journalism, Shouldn't they be held accountable when that bad journalism results in some negative effects?
They're not journalists.
They're
entertainers.
But if you ask a rapper, why are you talking about this shit? A lot of times they'll say, well, this is what's going on in the hood, and I'm just talking about it. That's what they say. Do they not?
They do say it.
Okay.
You gotta know some of it is bullshit. If 50 Cent come out with his album, right, and he's talking about the same shit that he was talking about when Get Rich or Die Trying, and we all know he's not in that life anymore. You know what I'm saying? So at what point can we, and I think that's what you're saying, can we call him out on that?
Can we?
Yeah, of course we can. Of course we can. Because on Cruel Summer, remember we was listening to when Kanye said, you know, however many people died in Chicago. I can't remember however many. You know what I'm saying? And then you have a dude like Gucci Man that's glorifying this stuff. So I do think there's a difference. I think there's a difference for the people that are glorifying it. I don't support
that. What's the difference?
The difference is like when Kanye is saying, hey, you know, check Chicago, man. Chicago has all of these murders. You know what I'm saying? To me, And your aspect of hood journalism, that's hood journalism.
Right. Who is hood journalism?
Kanye, in that okay. line that he said.
Okay.
But like Gucci Mane to me is not a hood journalist.
Right.
Gucci Mane is just glorifying, hey, I sold dope, I did this,
what
I got.
Jeezy?
They all do. What about T.I.?
I know, that's what I'm confused about. I don't understand the difference right now.
Oh, T.I. is a good example.
Because we had mm-hmm. this argument a couple, the first time he got locked up, and you actually said, I can remember this vividly because we got into it, because you were like, I think T.I.'s career is over. And I'm like, why is it over? He's like, because you said this, because according to you, he couldn't go back to rapping about the stuff that he was rapping about, because now due to his image being out there in the news and everybody having their own opinion on what he should look like now, in your opinion, you said that he couldn't rap about drugs or guns or all this other shit, because now it's like nobody's gonna believe him. Because he is on parole and everybody fucking knows
it. Another influence that hip hop does have, and it does add to a kid's upbringing, is the way you dress. I mean, why do you dress the way you do?
I feel comfortable like this.
Serious? That's your cop out right there?
I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable. I'm not saying that hip hop didn't influence me. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying I'm just the way I'm dressed right now because I'm comfortable.
That was his question, though.
Of course. Hip hop has influenced all of us here.
Oh, I mean, I said general music. Yeah, music. Just,
or the way I act.
You dress like Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
I was dressed like this before Kid Cudi.
You dress like The Office of London.
I was dressed like this before The Office of London.
But I'm just saying.
Hip hop didn't influence me that.
And another thing is,
I can see, because some people can see it just as music and other people can't.
Right. And another thing is, you know, when it goes back, you could go back to the drugs and shit. You know, how many people were popping mollies before this nigga started talking about it? How many people were drinking fucking lean? You know?
That's what it was.
Drinking cough syrup.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a great point.
Because mm-hmm. it's so influential.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and all of these different names for weed now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, they got to own up to that shit, because at the end of the day, they're glorifying it. They're glorifying the effects of popping a molly or sniffing a bump or fucking doing whatever the fuck.
At the same time, I do agree with you that, and I said this before, I do agree that hip hop should, as a movement, stand up and say, yes, we are partly responsible for this. Because even Bun B said it. Even Bun B said after Pimp C died, he said, we won't talk about that shit anymore because that's not going to be part of my music because of what happened.
Right.
So he's manning up and saying, you know what? We are responsible to a degree. But at the same time, I think it becomes a slippery slope when you start saying that hip hop is responsible for your children. Hip hop is not necessarily responsible.
Kind of goes back to what B was saying.
Right. That's why I agree with B, because I mean, shit, is porn to blame when someone gets raped? Of course not. Or gets an STD? Or you know,
right.
No,
yeah.
No, that person is to blame.
Right.
Now, there's a whole bunch of other factors that are involved, and yes, hip hop influenced. But you can't say that hip hop is to blame. It's a difference.
No. I'm not saying that it's solely to blame, because I agree with you that they have a big influence on the way people, the way their fans are perceived.
Right. To a certain degree, yes, hip hop does have a certain responsibility in the content and the type of music that they create and put out there.